Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a little different, actually. Sometimes, you know, those really useful bits of knowledge, the things that make you feel genuinely clued in, they come in surprisingly small packages. Yeah, so for this deep dive, our entire source is just one headline, a single sentence. Here it is. Michigan's luxury home market shows signs of stabilization. Okay. So our task, our mission, is to unpack what that one statement really tells us. How much can you actually get from just, well, one line? Okay, let's dig in.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The potential packed into just a few words, it's like a super concentrated bit of insight. It gives you an immediate feel for something complex, like a housing market, even with almost no detail.
Exactly. So let's jump right into the core of it. Show signs of stabilization. When we say a market is stabilizing, what does that actually mean? Is it good news, bad news, something else?
That's a really good question. Stabilization, it's often about a shift away from, say, big swings, highs and lows. It doesn't automatically mean booming growth or a terrible crash. It's more about finding a more predictable level. Maybe supply and demand are getting more in balance. Things are becoming less volatile. It suggests a move away from whatever instability was there before. Even if this headline doesn't tell us what that was, it's about reaching maybe a calmer state.
Okay. Calmer, more predictable. That makes sense. But then let's look at the next part. Luxury home market.
Yeah.
Now that's specific. How might stabilization look or feel different in the high-end segment compared to, you know, the overall housing market?
Ah, yes. That's where it gets really interesting, I think. The luxury market, it often dances to its own beat, you could say. High net worth individuals, for example, they might be less bothered by things like mortgage rate hikes that affect the average buyer. Their reasons for buying might be more about investments, unique properties, maybe lifestyle. So stabilization there could mean something like renewed confidence among those specific buyers. Or maybe values are settling after a period of flux. It tells us something targeted about that specific niche. It's a signal about high-value assets finding their footing.
Right. So it's a very specific signal from a segment that maybe doesn't always follow the crowd. And then there's the location, Michigan, that grounds it geographically. If you're someone interested in that region, maybe you live there, maybe you invest there, how valuable is just knowing that location?
Oh, it's incredibly valuable. It focuses the insight immediately. Knowing it's Michigan lets you think about the regional economy, maybe specific local trends. Is it Detroit's comeback? Lakefront property demand. Even though we don't know why from this single line, the fact that stabilization is noted in Michigan's luxury market, that's a key piece of intel. It's a starting point, right, for anyone needing to make a decision related to that specific place and that specific market tier.
It certainly is. It gives you a critical trend for a defined area. So it really shows the power of just a few well-chosen words.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who just wants a quick, reliable snapshot, this one headline actually delivers quite a lot.
Definitely. It's a shortcut.
So summing it up, we've taken this one sentence, Michigan's luxury home market shows signs of stabilization, and really pulled it apart. And we've seen how it can act as a kind of efficient way to get informed about a pretty specific situation. It's more than just words. It's a distilled information.
Absolutely. It leaves you, the listener, with something to think about, too. How often do you come across these short, punchy statements, headlines, maybe sound bites? What more could you actually pull from them if you stopped to think about the implications? What questions do they spark, even without the full story? The value isn't always just in the explicit fact, you know. Sometimes it's in the questions it makes you ask. What's really going on beneath the surface?